Đây để chúng ta có cái buổi nói chuyện về cái chuyến đi Việt Nam của dân Việt vừa về là chúng tôi cái chương trình ngày hôm nay thì nó khá là mở rộng, có nghĩa là bà sẽ tường thuật về cái chuyến đi cùng một số chi tiết mà chúng ta có thể chưa nghe được, rồi sau đó thì là sẽ mở ra cho tất cả các câu hỏi của tất cả quý vị, và sau đó thì chúng tôi sẽ show ba cái video của cái buổi cái vấn đề xô xát ngay trước thư gia của đại diện Michael thì có audio có đầy đủ hết, cho nên chúng tôi sẽ làm cái đó chuyện ở trong, và chúng tôi xin over này cho tự dân biểu lô và chắc chắn bà sẽ nói bằng tiếng Anh.
I want to thank, in particular, the Vietnamese press here today for coming and really covering my recent trip to Vietnam. I really wish that, in fact, Vietnam was a free country and you could have all come with me to Vietnam. But as you know, I was there, I was allowed a visa only for 2 days. And somebody asked me the other day, why did you not tell the community you were going to Vietnam? And my answer was, I was so desperate to get a visa to finally go into Vietnam because we needed to go in and take a look at the condition, that I really didn't let people know. And I went in with a committee, with a group of people, Congress people, from the military committee in the Congress where I sit. And so the Vietnamese government believed that this was going to be a meeting of the military, members of the military committee to discuss with the government more military cooperation between our two militaries. However, I had told the chairman who was taking us in that I had other work to do in Vietnam, of course, that I wanted to try to meet with some of the dissidents. I apprised him, let him, educated him about the situation with respect to human rights. And so I not only went in under the official trip, but also to work on some of the human rights issues. I arrived on Thursday last week. I had spoken to our ambassador, Michael Morin of the United States, and he had set a tee for 5 p.m. on Thursday in Hanoi at his residence with five wives of dissidents who are currently jailed and with one mother of course, a young lady who has recently been jailed. And I began to receive notice about 2 in the afternoon that the women were being blocked from leaving their homes. Some were taken into local jails to be interrogated, to be detained. Roadblocks were set up so that people could not leave their homes or their streets. 2 of the women managed to make it through. Those 2 women, one of them was Dr. Pham Hung Sung's wife, Wu Thuy Ha, and the other one was Bui Kim Nhan, who's the wife of Nguyen Bu Bin. And they were able to, they came together on a motor scooter, and they were able to make it to the ambassador's home. They arrived at the same time that I happened to arrive, because we were to be there at 5 p.m. We were outside of the gate of the ambassador's home, and when about 15 men descended on us, half of them in Vietnamese soldier uniforms, the other half plainclothes people, they tried to separate us and sort of separate us apart. I stayed with one of the ladies. The other lady got separated. They started to scream at the women that they shouldn't be there. The women said, we're just here to have tea. My military attaché, who was with me, was monitoring the situation. We sent somebody into the ambassador's home. The ambassador came out. The ambassador asked the man, these are my guests. They are going to have tea with me this afternoon. Please let them through. They would not let them through. He then asked, who has sent you whose orders are these to teach these women, he was getting nowhere. Meanwhile, and you can see in some cases in the video, because we had some video taken, that they began, these men began to push and manhandle and pull the women, to push them aside, to get them away from the ambassador. The ambassador actually used his own body, if you will, to move the men from coming in on the women. I was standing next to one of the women the entire time, at one point holding her hand to hold her close to me. The men were trying to pull us apart. And finally, it became apparent they were threatening the women. They were starting to go after their motorcycle to take it away. And finally, the ambassador said to the women, it's obvious you need to go home, that we're not going to resolve this here. And so the women went home. We don't know how far they got. And we have not heard whether they made it home yet. Later that evening, I was able to speak by phone to one of the women who was supposed to be with us, who did not make it. And she said, that was Mrs. Nguyen Van Dai, who said that her house had been surrounded by the police the whole afternoon and the whole night. Even as we were speaking, she saw three uniformed policemen in front of her home just guarding that she would not come out. The next day on Friday, of course that night the American ambassador sent a message to the foreign minister about what had happened, and told him he was very angry about the situation. The next day, we were able to meet with the Vice President of the National Assembly. Madam Nin was also there, and she is the Chair of the Foreign Relations Committee in the National Assembly. And I brought up the issue, and the ambassador who was with us also brought up the issue of what had happened, that it was totally unacceptable. At the same time, I asked if I could meet with, to go to the central jail of Hanoi to meet with Lee Kwok Kwan, one of the dissidents who had been recently jailed, who I feel a personal attachment to, because I nominated him to the National Democratic Institute that he attended here in the United States. Once he returned from attending that, at the beginning of March, almost immediately he was arrested. We don't know yet why. There have been no charges, but I'm assuming it's over his coming to America and attending this democratic institution, the one which I asked, I sponsored him to be. So I wanted to go and meet with him, go with his wife and meet with him in the jail. And when I made that request, Madam Nin said to me, you know better than to ask to see these people. When we were in the afternoon, when we were meeting with the minister, with the foreign minister, we brought up the issue again. Also, because we were at the government offices, I dropped by the park, the garden in front of the government offices to meet with the petitioners for land reform. As you know, one of the things that I did in the Congress to pass a resolution from the Congress asking for land reform, that if land reform would be done, that land should be returned, in particular to the religious institutions from which it has been taken. There are people, as you know, who have every day in Hanoi been petitioning for this land reform, and I wanted to meet with them. They were there the day before. We monitored it. On Thursday, they were there. On Friday, when I was at the government offices and I walked over to the park, they had all been taken away by the police. When I met with the Prime Minister, when I met with the Foreign Minister, and I asked him why would something like yesterday happen, he said, we have our own laws. Every country has its own laws. People who are in jail are there because they've broken the laws. I said to him, but these women didn't break any law. They're married to these people who you have jailed. And he had no answer for that. The land petitioners knew that I was trying to meet with them. So that later that afternoon, on Friday before I left the country, they attempted to go to the Hilton Hotel where I was staying to meet with me and to petition, hand me some land petitions. They were stopped about 100 yards from the hotel. I could see them from my window, but I was not let out of the hotel, and they were not able to come to the hotel. I also was able to meet with Western Press to get the information out. We were able to get some pictures out, and today we brought, because we didn't know whether we were going to be able to bring out the video and the pictures in particular, but we were able to, we left with them and we have them, and as you know, we're distributing them into the main press and into the BBC press. So that's my report. That's what happened in this less than 2 days that I was allowed into Vietnam.